Michael, this life, this podcast, I never wanted any of this for you. Today, I settle all business with the podcast. I live my whole life, and I don't apologize for taking care of audio for Jay and Dan. They found paradise in America, and they made an offer to me, Engineer Jim, that I could not refuse. But I do refuse to be a fool, dancing on a string for Rob Ford. Now I know that Patrick was going to go through all this banging cocktail waitresses two at a time. And he made the Trivago guy sleep with the fishes. And now Zollers, oh Zollers, you broke my heart. Michael, maybe you can make him go fishing too. And I don't apologize. This is my life. And I thought, Michael, when it was your time to bang the Wendy's chick, you'd be Senator Sexy Mike, Governor Sexy Mike, but there just wasn't enough time.
You're listening to the Jay and Dan podcast.
You could f***ing read!
What? That's...
Dance.
That was abrupt. That ended abruptly.
That one was full on Santa.
That was amazing. There was audio. There was music.
There was a
script. There was a score. There was everything.
Very well.
I
stuffed grapes in my mouth.
You had grapes stuffed in there.
What you were using.
By the way, you guys gonna try these? I swear, they're crack.
Really?
Yeah.
Where are they from?
Crack grapes.
They're called bubblegum grapes. I mean, cotton candy grapes. They taste like cotton candy.
Yeah, but they're sweet. Grapes. They do taste like candy.
They're really good.
Mm. Speaking of trying something, those are tasty.
They're from Whole Paycheck, I think.
Oh, they're from Whole Foods?
Yeah.
Welcome to the Jay and Dan podcast, brought to you by our brand new sponsor. That's still not here.
Well, we're getting close. That's what we were told by our agent today, Jordan. Jordan, classic Jordan, he emails us, he says, see below, and I see this long email chain of Fox execs saying, oh, I almost got it, just one more detail to sign the deal. So I'm sure we'll get paid for this eventually.
Are we signing up with like a full-fledged hooker operation?
I hope so.
We're trying to find a legal way to do it?
Jesus, I hope so. That'd be great. Full-fledged hookers.
Or a brothel. We'll be the spokespeople for a brothel.
Jay and Dan podcast brought to you by the Bunny Ranch.
I'm trying a new energy drink. It's called Give Energy Light Tangerine Melon. They give money back to the people. I don't know what's going on.
Brothels? Claire Lewis, at Claire_109, she came to one of my book signings for Anchor Boy, and she was very sweet, and she gave me a Mickey of Screech, Newfoundland Screech, so I saw her in Newfoundland in St. John's. So Dan and I have been screeched in a couple of times with the beautiful Newfoundland Screech rum, so we thought, well, let's screech in everybody on the podcast.
Do you guys call that size of alcohol a Mickey?
Nope.
What do you guys call it?
What do you call that?
Pint.
A pint. Okay.
That's a Mickey.
A Mickey, a pint, whatever.
I like Mickey way better.
Yeah, Mickey's cool. So whatever you want to call it, we're going to try it. So thanks, Claire. Very sweet of you to give us that. So that's one bit of business. We're about to get screeched in on the Jay and Dan pod, though Patrick is not here because he's in a meeting with Facebook.
Yeah, ooh. I'll read you the email he sent us.
He gets a double.
He said, in a meeting with Facebook, and then he named a couple of our bosses in management. They're running a little late.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, whatever, Patrick. Looks like we got the podcast up and running without him. Sorry, you're gone.
Yeah. Nice work, Patrick.
Yeah, you're not here anymore, Patrick. It's over for you. Wow, what a great week it's been. Dan, anything exciting happened in your life?
Oh, my dog died.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no,
the dog is dead.
Dog's dead.
I got a great email from you. We worked together on Saturday, and you were going back and forth with your wife on email. It looked like things were touch and go with the dog, PK. I wake up Sunday morning to an email from Dan, and the subject line is PK, that's the name of the dog, and the body of the email simply says, dead.
Hey, I don't beat around the bush. The poor little rapscallion, he's off to doggy heaven.
Oh,
the raspberry.
Man.
I feel bad for the guy because our kids at the end were terrified of him.
Of the dog.
They just, like, he'd come up and, like, nuzzle up to them because of the big raspberry.
Yeah, so you need to explain this again if people are listening for the first time.
We had a small dog. He had a an anal protrusion.
Right.
It was a tumor coming out of his ass.
Right.
We called it the raspberry.
Literally coming out of its ass. I like to think in porno now, one of the trends seems to be to have women literally, like, push their ass out so that you see the inside out of their ass. This is what I've just heard, nothing I've seen myself, of course. So that's what it always reminded me of when I'd go over to your house, like as if PK had pushed his asshole inside.
That was a cancerous tumor.
Okay, great.
So it was constantly bleeding and just hanging out, and it was a lot like a Play-Doh on the barber shop where you put the Play-Doh in one end, wound the thing, and immediately he eats and he'd have to poo, and it a very quick digestive system, I guess.
And you actually had a diaper on the dog.
Yes.
Had a diaper on the dog at all times.
It was a sad few days, but now he's up there.
You're thrilled because now you get to leave the house.
No, we got the carpets.
Admit it.
We got the carpets clean. There was blood on the few of the carpet.
Oh, God, okay. Downer. I was talking about inside out. You're bringing this all down.
Well, the dog died. Dead dog.
Dog's dead. Guys, should we have a sip of this screech?
So if you're keeping
cheers to the dog.
If you're keeping track, of animals that have died in the O'Toole household this year, we're now at two animals that have died in the household.
Wait, the cat only died this year?
The cat died just before we left Canada, and our dog died when we arrived in America.
Way to go. Oof. Don't give your pets to Dan. Cheers to PK.
Cheers, PK.
And it's inside out ass.
Up in heaven, they fix all that stuff, though, so he's normal.
Oh. Oh, not bad, actually.
That's not bad.
Not bad.
Delectable.
Botticello struggling over there. Botticello struggling. Let's get a shot of that. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm all right.
I'll be all right. I'll be good.
Oh, shit.
So that was my weekend spending. So we went to Disney to cure the doggy death blues.
Oh, that's the way to do it. In fact, that should be a ad campaign for Disney. Dog die? Come to Disney.
I saw Jessica Alba there.
What?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Just walking around?
She had she was on the VIP tour, so she had two like people with her and her kids and her husband, and it looked like a nanny. And
whoa,
I'm like, is that? She just walked by us. We came out of Pooh's Magical Kingdom or something.
Right.
And she walked by. I'm like, I think that's Jessica Alba.
It's like PK's Pooh's Magical Kingdom.
And then she had like her fans following, like five fans. So I saying to my wife, I'm like, I think that's Jessica Alba. She was in Sin City, right? Quintair. And the girl turns to me and goes, I loved her in that. I loved her.
What girl?
The girls that were following Jessica Alba closely.
Oh, I see.
Because they were waiting to get a picture, and they were wondering, should they approach her to get a picture?
Sounded like you were creeping on some girls there for a second.
No. But Disney, it's never that busy. I can tell you that. If you're coming to California, go to Disney. Yeah, you get ready for crowds.
Yeah, it was still busy. It's always going to be busy, right? They've said.
A Monday afternoon.
Listen, that's what people all think. They think, hey, why don't we go Monday afternoon? No one will be there, and everyone's there. You hate Disney.
No.
You hate it.
Disney's great.
You hate it so much.
No, not at all. Nope, didn't say that. And Gabe Kapler, we've mentioned him before. He puts out a blog every week. You should visit it. Gabe Kapler, just Google search that. Yep. I'll send you his website.
Cap style.
He, on a Sunday.
Cap style.
Mm-hmm. Saturday or Sunday. Tremendous blog. Something was bothering him. And he said, you know what?
Something was bothering him.
It's bothering him. Bothering him. And he said, we spend so much time at a party, like, saying hi and goodbye, and you have to search people out to say goodbye. Because you know what I do now at parties? I go up, hey, Aunt Helen, whoever the hell it is, hi and goodbye. I'm not going to search you out at the end of the party. I'm saying goodbye now.
I think you've discussed this before.
This is the first time I've ever heard it.
I 100% agree with you on this, actually. I think this is a trend, though, isn't it? Isn't this a new trend now at parties where people just do the Irish or French or whatever?
Oh, the Irish, you just punch them in the face.
Whatever nationality you are, you just leave. You just don't say goodbye to the host. And it's sort of become socially acceptable now to do that.
I like it. Hi, goodbye.
But then the next day, I think it's important to follow up the next day with an email. Had a great time. Really enjoyed it. That's like something extra you can do for someone who invites you over.
I left a dump in your toilet.
I My dead dog is in your backyard. I buried it there.
I once looked after... I shouldn't even tell this, but I will. I once looked after my brother and his wife's condo before they had kids in Vancouver. And went over and, like, they were downtown, so I spent the night there by myself. Oh. And so they were gone for, like, 3, 4, 5 days. Get back, and he's like, thanks for looking after the condo. Kind of left something in the toilet.
Wait, how do you do that?
I don't know.
How do you leave a in the toilet?
So it just permeated the entire
condo. Oh, God. What is wrong with you?
It's never happened before. I've never happened before.
So you just forgot. You flushed it quick, didn't realize that it was probably too big. It couldn't make
it
down.
Yeah, backed up. Maybe
yeah, all backed up.
It didn't go down the first time.
All the McDonald's was there.
Oh, God. That's the worst. I would never invite you over to my house again, ever.
But you know my rule now. I would never take a...
But that technically, that is your hotel. You're staying there. You're living there. You
exactly.
have to somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
We have a tweet from @SimonSays with at least 7 Zs or Zs, depending on which country you are in. It says, it is pronounced acai berry. Jesus Christ, guys. So you were saying aki. Mike was saying akai, which I think was at least a little more accurate. I don't know where you got aki from.
Because it's A-C-A-I, aki.
Where do you get aki out of A-C-A-I? You might get it out of A-K-E-E. A-C-A-I, nobody gets aki out of that.
Akai, I don't know what the fuck.
So he says it's pronounced S-I-E.
Why is he so mad?
I don't
mad?
Really get that.
He's why is he
really
so upset. Mad?
He probably works at Jamba Juice or something. Yeah. He's probably a Jamba Juice.
Love me. That is harder to decipher.
Love me some Jamba Juice.
That's impossible. Right. How do you get S-I-E out of A-C-A-I? And then it's another one from Derek, E-I-R, doesn't matter. He says, you missed... this is great. You missed the opening of Skydome by like 6 years because we were second open in 94. I don't know what the fuck we were thinking since the Jays won the World Series in 92 and 93. It was open in 89 and we were saying it was open in 94 because we were asking tag.
No one else caught that.
It was just brutal.
So there, we always put stuff like that in to see if anyone's paying attention. We
That's
did it
right.
on purpose.
That's
like
right.
an Easter egg.
And I said I didn't know who David Clayton Thomas was. He was the lead vocalist for Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Jim, did you know that? I wish you would have corrected me on the spot. I feel like really embarrassed
I
about
did.
That.
And Al Cooper is a buddy of mine, too.
God, like, I'm just embarrassed.
I don't know, who's Al Cooper?
Well, they were all in
He played keyboards in the band.
And they were obviously at this opening of Skydome in 94. Or 89, whenever it was.
In 2002.
And finally, just one more, Dan. Steve says, Dan.
I saw this.
You don't have to stop every video and every clip. Let the play.
And then I responded, I said, Steve, I have to. I'm contractually obligated.
That goes back to your ADD. You can't, like, just let it go through. So, but now are
let
you...
Let it go.
Oh, no, don't sing Frozen.
I didn't know she was married to the lady who sings that.
Who?
Married
what?
To Taye Diggs.
What?
Really?
Yeah, they're
really?
Getting divorced.
What?
Maybe I'm getting them wrong. I don't know. She's married to someone. They're getting divorced.
Well, that's too bad. I don't like to hear about that.
Let me. Can we look that? Yeah. Mike's going to look that. He's going to fact check that.
Thanks, Mike. I really appreciate
it. Idina Menzel, right?
Yeah. Or what did John Travolta call her? Idina Dazeem or something like that?
Yeah. Was I right?
Really?
One day ago. And, hit the tabloids.
They're splitting.
Hey, if you want your entertainment news, just come to me.
Come to Don. Hey, this happened over the weekend. Taye Diggs, actor.
Hey.
Divorcing the Frozen whore.
Jessica Alba, Disneyland.
I saw her. My wife said she was just out for lunch and saw Adrian Grenier there having lunch. I'm like, I wonder if he wishes people come up to him and say, hey, Vince. Or does that get annoying after a while?
Probably gets annoying because those people, they want to be known by their real names, not their characters.
That's all anyone will know him for. Just that. I haven't seen him in anything else, literally. I don't know anything else.
He was in that movie, Drive Me Crazy.
Yeah. Drive Me Crazy? What is it?
It was him and Melissa Joan Hart.
Man,
and
Zach Zollers is all over this.
He was a big MJH fan probably in his day, yeah. Britney Spears on the soundtrack. Classic.
Oh,
classic.
Man, Mike, I tell you.
And then we have some other stuff to get to before we get to our guests. Our main guest today is Scriven La Vida Loca.
Yeah.
Ben Scriven took over the Fox Sports Live Twitter account the last few days. Yeah. What day?
I think it was just during Game 3 on Saturday.
No one told us, so we had no idea.
We had no, had no idea it was happening until it actually started happening.
Yeah, that's right. So Ben Scriven's current Edmonton Oiler, former L.A. King, one-time Toronto Maple Leaf.
Correct.
He's going to join us on the phone. Also, our resident insider, Pete Schrager.
Yeah, he's in studio.
Yes, in studio.
Yeah.
That's going to be very
fun. But before that, let's get to this. Engineer Jim, quick story from you. You've been cut off over and over and over. We've been going over all the time. I want to hear an Engineer Jim story, and thank you for the grapes. They are delicious.
Okay.
And it freezes and froze.
So I'm just trying to think. For example, we did the Godfather opening.
Yeah.
So a few years ago, I'll go back to my Guns days again.
I love it.
Slash would always do the theme song for the Godfather as like an instrumental live when they would do the concerts. You know what
really?
I mean? When everybody would do solos. He does an amazing version of it. And Robert Evans, who used to be head of Paramount Pictures, famous producer.
The kid stays in the picture.
Kid stays in the picture, right? So Slash and Robert are good buddies. And Robert's a real, he's a true blue character. In any event, Robert, for his birthday, we record a version of The Godfather to give to Robert for his birthday.
That's very cool.
He was also the producer and, I believe, the head of the studio at the time.
He was.
That they did Love Story.
Oh, yeah,
and he was with Ally McGraw. They were, I think, lovers at one point.
That's right, and then Steve McQueen and her.
And Steve McQueen and her.
Lovers.
In any event, so we also do a version of Love Story. We give that to Robert. We go over to his house. Insane pad in Beverly Hills, as you can imagine, right? You know, his best buddies are Warren Beatty and Jack Nicholson. It's just the coolest hang ever.
Amazing.
We get over there. Robert's laying in the chaise out by the pool. People Magazine's there. He's doing The Kid Stays in the Picture. And we give him the songs, and he flips out. He's like, well, they're going in the movie. We're going to put these in the soundtrack. Which he did.
Wow.
And lo and behold, we get nominated for a Grammy for Best Rock Instrumental for the
Godfather. What? Unbelievable. Thank you very much.
That's a good story to pull out of your back pocket.
Wow. I put you on the spot. You delivered. Big time.
What can I say?
That is very cool.
Actually, I've seen a few tweets sent to us. First, a couple of things about Twitter. I got to get into it with you. They want Billy Bob to come in and talk about Fargo.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah,
and also,
cool.
If people follow you on Twitter, you can go days without tweeting, and then all of a sudden, So do you lock yourself in a room? Do you lock yourself in a room and then just all of a sudden tweet for 5-10 minutes and then you're done?
It's basically...
You're a binge tweeter.
I am. Basically, it's like the kids go to bed to put the kids to bed.
Okay, exactly.
My wife is... You know, passed out on the couch next to me in the living room watching TV.
You take advantage of your alone time.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
I love it. You know, when I got the time, I'll tweet to my peeps, baby.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, I think you got me last night. It was like 1:30 in the morning.
When I
got in, Jim was lighting up Twitter.
Yeah. It's the time to do it. Late at night.
Every now and then, I'll cook up a big rock, and it's like it's on.
All right, I'm gonna go grab Shrek. You guys,
he's coming.
Is he all right?
Yep. I mean, that's Rob Ford. I'm sorry, I'm mistaken.
That house, because you kind of see a bit of it in that documentary. Have you seen that documentary, Toolsy? The Kid Stays in the Picture. It's fantastic.
No, don't have any idea.
And that house looks so cool. Like I can't believe
it's unbelievable.
You've been there.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Oh, look who showed up. Hi, Patrick. Oh, how are you,
Patrick?
Hey, how was your meeting with Zuckerberg? Everything go well on that one?
Is Facebook buying Fox Sports Live?
Is that happening, Patrick?
That's what's happening. You heard it here first.
Facebook is buying Fox Sports Live. Actually, that would be good news for us, I think.
Yeah.
If that happened.
All right. Any news to report?
Yeah, what's going on?
It went well.
What was the meeting about?
Was there anything you can tell us? Zuckerberg? Yeah, it's going on.
friend request?
I'm going to friend request all of you here at Fox.
They said Dan needs to join Facebook.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I do?
No.
I don't want no part of that.
I have to admit, I only joined to promote my book. But I kind of like it now. It's kind of fun.
Patrick, you've missed a lot that's occurred.
Quite a bit, Patrick.
My dog is dead.
Patrick, you killed Dan's dog.
So
Have a sip right there.
Have some screech.
Actually, have all that.
So thanks for bringing that up, Patrick.
Yeah. Way to go, Patrick.
Wait, what did I bring it?
Right, just right there, some screech from Newfoundland.
From Claire.
Yeah,
Claire
from Claire.
Lewis.
Claire wanted us to all be screeched in. So it's Newfoundland rum. It's pretty good.
Oh, it's
take it right down.
Take it down, buddy.
Yeah.
Okay, we got another tweet from Alex Shockley. This goes back to the Trivago guy. This is three podcasts in a row. I'm sorry that we're spending so much time on him.
I'm not.
So Alex Shockley says, the Trivago homeless man is actually my cousin's ex-boyfriend's dad. So my cousin's ex-boyfriend's dad.
Okay.
The accent he has is German. He lives there.
I guess I could kind of see that now that I think about it. Maybe I shouldn't have been so hard on him. But wait, is he American?
I don't know.
We need to investigate further on this one. We need Trivago. To know more about this guy.
Now, this...
Can we get the Trivago guy
Maybe Trivago
in the
can
studio?
Sponsor this podcast.
I love that. That'd
be great.
That would be a good sponsor.
Yeah. Trivago.
For us or them?
What's that? That'll be later. We'll
If you need a homeless place to crash, Trivago, the place to go.
I think we should call, and Mike's already on it. I think we'll get to that and then...
Okay, but first, before we get to Scrivens, I wanted to... It ties right in.
Sure.
Go ahead. A minute, yeah.
The NHL on Fox.
Oh, okay.
The theme song...
Is Patrick ready?
He's almost.
The theme song for their playoff coverage.
Yeah, so we should go back a little bit.
Even stop this clip once.
Thank God. For the younger viewers, Fox once had NHL coverage before NBC did, and they were trying to be innovative, but this opening intro to their hockey coverage has really caught a lot of attention lately.
There is a glowing puck next to one of the little kitchenettes on the fifth floor that everyone can go and see. It's right next to a signed...
Well, not everyone on the podcast.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
If you're getting a tour. Here we go. The NHL on Fox playoffs opening...
And wait, what year?
1995.
1995. Let's take
it back. So in podcast years, that's 2004.
Absolutely.
This is a Fox Sports
That's big
presentation.
Time.
That's nice. I like that.
Fox is doing fine. It's cup time.
The Stanley Cup playoffs are on Fox. Dallas isn't doing fine. Got to go to Motown without Top Gun Mike Modano. But they're hoping Kevin Hatcher and Andy Moe can see that Motor City engine named Fedorov. But Sergei's got something to prove, because his Red Wings aren't ready to crash. And Mike Vernon's here to plug the leaks. Last season, they
Mike
were a
Vernon
goal
against Moe.
Then those Rangers sent the Devils to you-know-where. Now, Boston's big three, Cam Neely, Oates, and Bork, look to send them back. But the Bruins better hope they answer those questions between the pipes or lights out at the Garden just a little bit early.
Fox is doing fine. It's cup time.
Buffalo and Philadelphia.
Oh, my God. Is this the longest intro?
It is 8 minutes.
Fox is doing fine?
Yeah. Fox is doing fine.
I don't understand.
We're prime time.
Was anyone asking how Fox is doing?
They were doing fine, apparently. They were doing just fine, if anyone is wondering.
Sad thing is, that intro is very similar to the intro to our show in the length of it.
Except that, it's not quite as long as our intro is. No, in their defense, they've cut ours down a bit.
Yeah, but it's LeBron James dribbled the basketball, then he slammed it. Did he win the game, or did the Spurs?
And in the buzzer, we'll tell you whether Dwayne Wade... that girl who he impregnated before he got engaged to Gabrielle Union again, and we'll bump it in every commercial break until you're sick of hearing it, you little fucks.
Watch it!
No.
Fox is doing fine! Oh, yeah, someone else said don't sing. So, am I allowed to talk?
Why? Someone said Twitter?
Hey, the only song you're allowed to sing is Summertime, Fun Time, All Time, Country Time.
Not the other song.
Not.
What other... I thought you did a pretty good job.
Not allowed to sing anything.
Fleetwood Mac. I think you need a little bit more of this.
Yeah. You don't have to be lonely. FarmersOnly.com.
Hey, Ben Scrivens, have you been on FarmersOnly.com yet?
I haven't, no.
How are you? Where are we getting you at? Are you in Edmonton right now?
No, I'm in Denver right now, actually.
What are you doing there?
I have a house here.
Oh, that makes sense. Why wouldn't you go there if you
have a
house there?
That's a great response. I have a home here. Okay, that's a good answer.
So that's where you make your off-season home. So first of all, Ben, thanks for coming on the show. We've wanted to have you on for a long time. We know we didn't get you on when you were playing for the Kings, but that was just because we stopped doing the podcast and got lazy. But we wanted to ask you, how did it come about that you were taking over the Fox Sports Live Twitter account on Saturday?
JSB said that you guys were looking for someone to take it over, and she worked the network a little bit and asked me if I wanted to, and thankfully for you guys, I had nothing going on, so I had to take over.
If our listeners don't know, JSB is Julie Stewart Binks, who's covering the Stanley Cup Finals for Fox Sports Live right now.
Scrivens.
Yep.
We use Scriven La Vida Loca. I also use Scriven on a Prayer. What nickname associated to your last name do you enjoy the most, or do you hate them all?
No, I think I got Scrivelicious a lot in college, too, so that one was all right.
Scrivelicious?
Yeah, as long as it's clever, usually I can take a joke pretty well. So usually any way that they can manipulate my name is... There's been some good ones out there, too, but, I don't know. There's a lot worse things I can be called than stuff like that, so I'll...
This is very true.
I'll take the clever nicknames any day.
Well, it's funny you should mention that. So you really opened yourself up by taking over that Fox Twitter account to people that you said, ask me anything you want. Did you get anything that was just beyond offensive or anything that made you laugh when you were taking over the Twitter account on Saturday?
There were a couple weird questions. I had to ignore a couple of them. Or I can't remember who it was. Someone asked a kind of a dumb question, so I gave kind of a dumb answer, and then they got offended, saying, "Well, are you trying to make fun of me?" And I was like, "Well, you know, you're asking stupid questions, like trying to be funny for your friends or whatever." So I answered with a dumb answer, and then you get mad at me. Twitter's a strange place. There's a lot of good that comes out of it, but man, there's a real dark underbelly to it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can say it. There's a lot of freaks on it. A lot of freaks.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Well, the unfortunate part is it's people that run those freak accounts.
Yeah, exactly.
So what is that actually saying?
But there's some good stuff that comes out of it. Like, I didn't realize that your wife, Jenny, and Andrew Ferentz, the captain of your Edmonton Oilers, were marching in the Pride Parade in Edmonton over the weekend. How did that go for Jenny, and how was that experience for her?
Yeah, she said she had a great time. Jenny and I marched in the Toronto Pride Parade last summer. It's unfortunate I wasn't in Edmonton this summer to do it, and I won't be in Denver for... We're the one they're having here later in June, so I'm unfortunately missing all of them. But it's great to have Ferentz out there too. I think I saw the young Berkey tweet that he was the first captain of a major four sports team to march in a Pride parade. So
that's cool.
A little bit of history there too. Jen and I always enjoy events like that. She said she had a great time. I asked her. She thought she was going to see as many hammers as she did in Toronto. She said probably not. I think it's a little brisker up there in Edmonton. So
they're not as prominent. They're shrinking.
I guess so.
See as many hammers.
Right? What do you mean, like laundry?
I love it.
Oh my God, that's great.
Yeah.
What's it been like playing at Edmonton? Because as our listeners probably know, and listeners that don't know. You are beyond a superstar if you play for the Edmonton Oilers. So can you even wander around anywhere? Can you go to the West Edmonton Mall and shop without being accosted?
Yeah. So far it's been pretty good. I mean, I only got traded there in January, and then we had a long Olympic break. So I really was only there maybe, 8 or 9 weeks, something like that. So it's not like I'm I'm Hall or Ebser or one of the, you know, the big names there yet. It was obviously nice to sign my deal at the end of the year, and I think maybe that kind of was the start to the end of my privacy. But I think it's who you surround yourself with, too. You know, my family and friends that I grew up with, you know, all my buddies from high school and stuff, they keep me pretty insulated from a lot of the distractions that come along with playing in your hometown. But, yeah, it's been pretty good so far. No one's been too stalkerish or anything like that. It's just great to be able to play in front of family and friends again, you know. It was a long time since I was home for any Christmases or any, you know, birthdays, anniversaries, you know, all the important stuff that that you miss when you're living in a different city.
Have they broke ground on the new rink?
They have.
I think that they have, yeah. I'm pretty sure that they have.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah,
that's going to be unreal.
That's going to be great. And you kind of alluded to it, and for those of our American listeners who don't know, you're from Spruce Grove, right, Ben? Is that where you grew up?
That is correct, yeah. It's about 15 minutes west of Edmonton.
So, and not only is it 15 minutes west of Edmonton, it is the home of Hall of Famer Grant Fuhr. So when you grow up in Spruce Grove, is, you know, and you're a kid growing up there, is that who you emulate? I mean, it must be so much pressure, not only going back to play for the Oilers, but being from the hometown of their greatest goaltender ever.
Yeah, and there's a town called Stony Plain that's, you know, basically a sister city with Spruce Grove, and Hugh Barnes is from there, and Glenn Hall also played there. So there's a couple good Hall of Famers from around there. I don't really feel any pressure to compete because I still don't know if it's completely sunk in that, you know, I've got the same opportunity that they had when they were playing. But Grant Fuhr and I actually have, not sure if he has an agent anymore, but my agent used to represent Grant too. So there's a lot of connections with Fuhrzy and me, but it's going to be a lot of fun to be able to play at home. You know, I think that I put more pressure on myself to play well than anyone outside could. So I guess that makes it a little easier to deal with it. You know, people can expect whatever they want, but I can almost guarantee you that my expectations are a little higher than theirs. So makes it easier to deal with that stuff.
I was a goalie as well growing up. Not a good one. I bought Grant Fuhr's goaltending book. Did you buy that?
I didn't. I wasn't much of a reader when I was young. So unless there's a lot of pictures in it, I'd probably...
There was a ton of pictures. One of the rules that Grant Fuhr, it always stuck with me, and it just made no sense, was in this book, he said, if you leave the net to go get the puck behind the net, go back to the net the same way that you left the net. And I said, well, what did that mean? But it was like one of the main parts of the book. I didn't understand it. Why couldn't you just go back into the other side?
Yeah, I guess it depends which way. It's probably a little different now with the trapezoid, but
yeah,
I don't know. It's
way to go, Grant Fuhr. That's why that was always in my head when I was trying to stop the puck. I was afraid if I left the net, I wouldn't find my way back.
Yeah, that's always a problem when you're worried about other stuff while they're taking shots. I find it's generally not conducive to making a lot of saves.
You know what? I was actually I was covering the Vancouver Canucks when Dan Kluche was still there, and Kluche, as you might remember, he was an old school goalie. He didn't get up and go down that modern day goalies do, and they were trying to teach him those ways. And I remember listening to him coming back in after one of the practices in training camp, and he says, "I'm just thinking too much because they teach you to get up on the left leg or right leg and." It was very odd to see a goalie trying to change while still in the NHL.
Yeah, it's a dangerous thing to be thinking while you're playing the game. You know, as a goalie, you're basically at the mercy of every other circumstance on the ice. You have to wait until the puck gets shot before you can even consider being involved in the play. So everybody else does everything that they possibly can to either defend or attack you, and you have to stand there and wait until the puck's released, and at that point, everybody just watches you to see whether you reacted well or not. It's a different beast for sure. But I don't know. You just gotta. It's a mindset. It's something that you gotta have to embrace a little bit, I think, at the end of the day. But definitely, there aren't too many other sports where you're basically on the receiving end, trying to even like pitchers and quarterbacks in baseball and football. Those are the guys who are initiating the plays, whereas.
Yeah,
goaltenders and goalkeepers are always they're the ones who are at the back end of all the plays.
And it makes no sense. As my brothers always said, why do you want people shooting things at you? It makes no sense.
Oh, but we have the best protection. You see, see the guys in the playoffs now, they're blocking the same shot that we are, but they got like, you know, a quarter inch of pad on their on the back of their legs, and they're diving out head first in front of it, and everyone calls goalies idiots for blocking or for wanting to stop slap shots. Well, you know, your defensemen are blocking just as many as you are.
Exactly.
You know, these, not calling them idiots because I want them to keep blocking it. But,
makes your job a bit easier.
Yeah, the message isn't always consistent.
Ben, before we let you go, I noticed you were answering a lot of tweets. People were obviously asking you what you would want to do when you were done playing, and I noticed you kept saying, go back to school. So tell us what you'd like to eventually do. One of your nicknames is the professor, so do you literally want to become a university professor at one point?
I don't know. I don't think that would be the worst thing in the world.
I think it'd be great.
As long as I'm tenured, then I can do whatever I want.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that's hopefully that's the decision for a ways down the road. But I took a couple classes while I was playing in Toronto at York University. I'm planning on taking a couple summer classes here in Denver. You know, just trying to stay in the game so that the day that I do retire, you know, hang up the skates for good, I'll be able to hopefully transition pretty seamlessly back into a grad program somewhere. I'm leaning towards some psychology stuff, but, you know, again, hopefully it's a ways down the road, and I'll be able to better make that decision when the time comes.
Ben, it was awesome having you on. When you're in town in L.A. playing with the Oilers next season, maybe you'll swing by the studio and we can make up for not having you here before. But we really appreciate you taking the time. Have fun in Denver. And keep enjoying Trey Karnales downtown Edmonton.
Oh, I will,
Edmonton.
For sure. What a fantastic place.
It's so good. It's so
good.
Yeah,
and you guys can teach me that the secret ninja handshake, too.
Yes, do it.
We'll come up with it over the course of the next few minutes here, because we still don't know what that is. Thanks, Ben.
Good. I expect a roundhouse in there somewhere.
It'll happen, for sure. Eventually, I'll slide them. See you, buddy.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys.
Take care. There's
Ben Scrivens. He stopped in one game this year, what, like 900 shots?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. What was it? How many shots was it?
It was like 70-something.
60, I think. 60,
yeah, it was unreal. So, Oilers fans, you're going to well, you already probably love him because of that one game alone.
Just such a nice guy. And the quality of goaltending, I don't think I need to tell Oilers fans how bad it's been. Since Cujo, basically, I feel bad for Devan Dubnyk, but I really feel like this guy and then Victor Fast will solidify the tending situation. Pete Schreger, do we want to repeat?
Yeah, before, we should point out our Wall of Fame.
This is good. Do we have the clip?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Toolsy, Ellen Page from Halifax, Nova Scotia. She was in Trailer Park Boys. She was in Inception. Man, that was a great movie, Inception.
She's Juno.
In all the X-Men movies and Juno. She seems super cool. And I believe, Mike, you got to set this up. You interviewed her for X-Men Days of Future Past.
Correct. Yeah, it was a junket for the movie.
For what entity? For Fox Sports Live?
Yeah, what was this for?
Fox Sports 1.
For Fox Sports
general.
1. Okay.
And the Jane Dan podcast. So
perfect.
Yeah, it was her and Patrick Stewart.
Can we get on this movie junket train?
So it was Ellen Page and Patrick Stewart. Mike is interviewing these two, and this is what happens.
Here we go.
Just that. Actually, Ellen, first thing for you. From Canada, have you ever heard of Jay Onwright and Dan O'Toole? Put you on the spot on that one.
No.
Okay, they were the hosts of the TSN Sports Center for like 10 years, but they're the hosts of our show now, Fox Sports Live.
Cool.
Okay. I was going to make you guess.
I'm sure if I saw their faces, I'd be like,
They're a big deal in Canada. And we brought them to the States. So
cool.
I actually produce a podcast with them, and we have a Canadian Wall of Fame.
Cool.
So I don't know what...
Of athletes,
how would you feel about being on the Canadian Wall of Fame?
I'd feel absolutely humbled to be on the Canadian Wall of Fame.
Who else is there?
Sidney Crosby?
Not yet.
He's
got Wayne on there.
Come on.
Wayne, John Candy.
So just any Canadian that's...
Jason Priestley came in person to... induct himself.
How about members of the Commonwealth? Do we get a place in the world?
I think if he came in person.
That's good. That was good. You totally undersold that.
I was. Yeah,
always do.
I was feeling bad at the start there.
I was feeling like I was really worried.
Because Patrick Stewart was like, get me the f*** out of here.
Yeah.
No, he was super nice, actually.
But you really stuck through. I got to say, you're good at that. You stuck through it. Like I could never have sat there and talked about that.
Well, it's like speed dating. You go in that room, and it's the two of them. First of all, when it's two people, it's more awkward because they have their own kind of side conversation going on.
Yeah, you got like 4 minutes.
Yeah, and you're like, all right, I got to talk, guys, you know, and then they break it off for you. But when it's one person, even that, because they're just sitting there. And you have a crew in there, and then you just come in with, hey, I'm going to ask some questions and be your friend for 5 minutes.
So
what
we
then they kick you out.
We need to start doing is, so she at least kind of talked about it, so we need to put an X in the corner. Jason Priestley was here, an X in the corner. And whoever's talked about, yes, Taggart, so we need to get everyone eventually.
Ben Mulrooney.
Leslie Nielsen will not be able to attend. So
we'll get Wayne in here one day. That'd be great.
Wayner.
Yeah, so we have to get everyone in here. Speaking of getting people in here.
Dan, nice. Well done.
Segway.
Well done, sir.
You've known him from our reincarnation of the podcast. Peter Schrager.
Peter Schrager. Come on in,
he's in person.
There you go, Pete. Yeah. Come on.
Come on in.
Come on, Pete. There you go. There you go. How are you, buddy?
Don't mind me. I'm just the one.
There it is. There it is.
I haven't seen Peter since he arrived here from New York.
Maybe put on the microphone.
That's you and Peter went out for dinner last night? Is this what happened?
Well, we went out two nights ago to AOC. We actually were in Pete's hotel having a little drink, and who popped in? Darren Pang.
Darren, can't get rid of the guy.
Panger.
He was wonderful.
Let's try this.
Hello? Mommy?
You're kind of struggling here. There we go. That's fine.
Phones ringing, all sorts of crap.
So take that, turn that.
So
phone.
Peter, we'll see.
There you go.
We'll see you on Fox Sports Live tonight.
Tonight
right?
We're gonna see you,
guys. I was supposed to come on Fox Sports Live on Tuesday. This is now Tuesday.
We're on Tuesday. Have you worn one of these before? Oh my god, you're amazing! Amazing.
I got bumped. Chael Sonnen had this major news. He failed a drug test.
For a banned substance.
Not an illegal substance,
right,
but a banned substance. We make sure that distinction. He got very, very heated on America's pregame, and they said, we're going to go a UFC route. I couldn't be too disappointed. This is major news in the UFC world, I understand. So I was essentially given the bump, which I'm told on Letterman, Leno, this happens.
It happens a lot.
It happens to Matt Damon
every episode of
every
Jimmy
time
Kimmel.
He's on Kimmel. Yeah, we're sorry. Yeah.
But Pete, let us remind you, it's a three-hour show.
No, of
guys, there's going to be 5 minutes in there somewhere.
Guys, Chael Sonnen. Apparently, I didn't say this loud enough, Dan. Chael Sonnen has failed.
In our show's defense, UFC is a big tenet.
I know, and I'm not being sarcastic.
Oh, yeah. No, we're big on the UFC. Absolutely.
Chael Sonnen has failed the test.
So, Pete, I actually wanted to run by a new rule for society that I came up with.
Yeah.
Because we went to tour Ruby O'Toole's new kindergarten, whatever the hell it
is. Kids everywhere.
Just getting older.
Now, so we're meeting, like, kids, the principal and stuff.
Mm.
And my wife's like,
and other mommies.
What was that lady's name again? I'm like, you know what? The first 5 times you meet a person, you should be obligated to say each other's name to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, first 5 times. Really get it.
First 5 times. 5 times.
What about
so
male
sex? It's extreme.
Because you have heads go, oh, you don't remember my name, do you? Yeah. No, I met you once.
Three times.
There was actually a great story in Sochi where a woman came up to Dan and was like, do you remember me from London? And
I said,
like,
of course.
Oh, yeah.
Of course I do.
The older
you don't remember me. Yeah. No, I do. But you don't, though, dude. What's my name? And you're like, I don't know your name.
Was that the same woman who came up to me and said, you know, a guy in your newsroom called me, and I was on the phone, and he said you were right beside him. He said you didn't want to talk to me, and I was really upset. And then all her friends there were like, yeah, she was really upset for a long time. I'm like, this never happened.
What's the old, like, sex advice lady out of Canada? What's her name?
Oh, Sue Johansson.
She looked like Sue Johansson.
Yeah, very
woman.
Sex with Sue. Yeah. She might have been sex with Sue.
It might have been sex with
Actually,
Sue.
We should get sex with Sue on.
Get her on. Is that big in America? I saw that, like, on an
It was, I think,
like
at one
while,
point
right?
It was on in
Is
America.
Is she still
somewhere.
Alive?
I'm not sure.
But she
Can
was
we double
vulgar.
Check that?
I mean, she was vulgar.
Yep. You know, we could put her on the Canadian
No, she wasn't vulgar. She just talked about the anatomy the way it should be spoken about.
Yeah. I thought, yeah.
So
it was like Dr.
For,
Ruth. It was like take it to another
do
level.
Do you have that sound clip?
I have a question for
the one
Dan,
I emailed you.
Dan, you go to this kindergarten
yeah.
orientation. Is it all just yuppie, horrible L.A. parents
no.
sizing you up and down? Like,
ew.
Who's this?
No. Opposite. Hippieville.
Oh.
Really? Oh, yeah. They're
so
like,
are you sizing them up? Who's this?
They're like, who's this gray-haired fox?
Kids were playing in the mud when I was there. I'm like, what? They're like, yeah, we let them do what they want.
Oh, no.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So Ruby's going to be like Birkenstocks and like
exactly.
Free Love and Wonderland.
Chill out, Dad.
Yeah, Dad, chill out, man.
Dad, it's all
the
right.
The whole, her bedroom will smell like patchouli.
Yeah.
Oh, were you that kid, Dan?
Yeah. It's all right, Dad. It's okay that Canada lost 7-0 to Algeria in hockey. Chill out.
Yeah, it's all right. It's
what
just a game. I don't think
matter.
Algeria has a hockey team.
They do now.
They're going to by the time Ruby says that.
They do now.
Okay, I was discussing this before. We didn't know if we could play it. My brother sent me a clip in which it was sex advice from this one woman.
Oh, you're going to play this?
We're going to play the sound bite, right?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So she teaches you
Patrick doesn't
how to use a grapefruit and pleasure your man at the same time. And my brother said, listen to the sounds she makes while reenacting. Again, she's not, this is not a pornography film. It was her and her. And
where did you find this?
My brother sent it to me, Vince.
From where?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, can we hear the sound she makes?
Oh, whoa. Hey, there's
that
no build
like
up?
A cat.
There's no build
right
up.
Into it.
There's no context.
Why didn't you have the build up?
No, no.
I was not putting any of that in there. You're not putting any
there
of the build
nothing.
Up on?
It's just audio.
It was nothing. What was that? Let's hear it
play
again.
That again. Now let's hear it again.
That sounds like a cat.
And what is
that's the a cat?
And just because we don't have the ability to talk to your brother right
hey,
now,
I'm just going to leave it. Leave
what
it open.
Was
to
the,
yeah,
what was the
no,
grapefruit?
Explain it.
What
yeah,
was the grapefruit?
You got to explain it. You can explain it the way you explained it to
you
me.
You put the grapefruit on the member.
So you cut a hole into the
yes.
grapefruit
and then you,
slide it on top of the
and
member.
Then
so that noise was a woman
sucking on his.
No, that noise.
See, you have to explain.
Because I still don't get it. Because if you have a grapefruit, why is yeah. that the result?
Yeah, why okay, is that
here.
The result?
Here's
no, don't draw it. You have to explain it. It has to be explained.
No, draw it. Actually.
So you put the grapefruit on there, and then she was doing the rest with her mouth, but she was using like an artificial
why?
Device.
Why? What? So what's the grapefruit? What does that do for the guy?
I don't know.
So this guy has the rind, the peel, the rind of a grapefruit.
Oh, it sounds like a
the
cougar.
Actual grapefruit, but you've carved
all the way
hole,
through,
drilled a
just
hole through,
like, yeah. all the way through.
What is the point of
why
having a grapefruit on his? Why does he have a grapefruit on his?
Is it potassium? Like what is it?
Is he's getting vitamins?
Hey. My brother sent it to me. I wanted to
my brother sent it to me.
Makes no sense.
Hey.
So, hey, baby, I've got a hot idea. I'm going to car. I'm gonna
hold on. Let's
hole.
Go to Whole Foods.
Let's go to Whole Foods. We're going to get the grapefruit. You're going to put it on your I'm not going to pleasure you.
No.
But
she did.
I'm going to. What? How?
Because the grapefruit on, and then she does the. While the grapefruit is on the one part, she does the other part. That's what was the sound. Why the grapefruit?
No, but I thought you said she's sucking like on a dildo or something.
But she was using that. She was using that in the demonstration.
In the demonstration.
Oh.
Which we don't have the audio or visual of. We just have...
I'm so confused. I do not understand. But wait, so she would suck the tip of it?
I guess, yes.
Well, that wouldn't be... Oh, just be like a tease.
Like, well, why a grapefruit?
And then she would
delicious.
Stroke him with the grapefruit?
I again, oh, I'll send you the video.
Hot pulp.
Hot pulp, indeed.
So there you go.
Oh, I love
you
it.
Don't have to be lonely. Farmersonly.com.
Wow.
So Peter always comes
yeah.
here with a rant.
Yeah.
We get an in-person rant.
Don't you hate when your wife brings a grapefruit home?
Oh, Shrek, I'm not putting... spot, but I hope something happened in your travel.
It did.
In your it did?
Not in my travels, but today at the hotel, I was preparing for the America's pregame show, as well as Fox Sports Live. Chael Sonnen, by the way.
I don't know.
But,
tested
but the thing is with Chael, it's that he's got, you know, it wasn't an illegal substance.
No.
It was a bit, so Chael Sonnen, anyway, so I was preparing for America's pregame at Fox Sports Live, and there was a table of, like, people who are going to a conference or a convention, they had the name tags on,
oh,
you
yeah.
know the deal,
yeah,
they're
yeah,
in LA.
Yeah.
and there was one of them who was at the table, and I hate corporate speak. I don't know if you guys know there's a whole other language of corporate speak. Sure. Let me give you
giving this example.
I was jotting these down.
Oh, I love
it. So let's see. So the first thing she said that made me make that noise, like the grapefruit in the peanut.
Let's hear one more time.
Yeah, one more time. Yeah.
It's like a dog eating the last remnants of some garbage.
You would think that. I would think it's a woman downing a you-know-what with a grapefruit around.
Yeah.
That's how I envision that sound.
As my brother put it, it's like the manure spreader when it's sucking air. That's what it sounds like. No manure left. No manure left.
So we've got this woman in the full pants suit, the whole thing, and she's got a table of, like, just Neanderthals, like, looking at her, and I don't know what this conference is. They're selling widgets. Who knows? And the first thing out of her mouth was, oh, this is just blue sky thinking. Blue sky thinking. Almost vomited.
Blue sky thinking.
So one of the guys says something, and she goes, well, we can table that.
Yeah, that's
table that. Hated
Did she Google business terms?
I think she did. The other guy was saying something, and she goes, okay, okay, we'll just take it offline. But they were all in person, so there was no online. I hated that one.
It's kind of thing Patrick said in his Facebook meeting.
Synergy. She said the word synergy multiple times. And I don't know, again, selling widgets or selling grapefruits with penises. Synergy, I hate. And then the one that was killing me was key stakeholders. Said that one about 30 times. We have to address our key stakeholders.
Key stakeholders.
Cut to Schrager sitting 4 feet from them. Just,
I was.
Yeah.
Just vomiting. And I was like totally, I was logging it all. And I know this isn't a rant against all rants, but I was logging it all. And then I saw the news about
Chael Sonnen.
Yeah, so yeah. I had to quickly.
Two banned substances. Not one, but two banned, not illegal.
And so I had to, but that was it. I was logging it all, and I think I hear this fairly often, and if you listen to enough people just at airports or at restaurants and if they're in a work environment, these words don't mean anything.
Yeah.
No.
So blue sky thinking, I have never used that word. I don't even know what the hell that means.
And you probably, how many people were at the table?
It was like a table of seven.
You
and
probably summed
table.
Up that they could have fired five of them, probably.
One of them had really nothing to offer.
Yeah,
I was looking at him.
But that's
and I
kind
was
of
like,
the same as this podcast.
No, that's not true. Everyone has a role, and everyone delivers 100%.
That's true. That's true.
When you want to talk about that table, there are people who are just taking up space. But the things that they were saying, synergy.
Yeah. Yeah,
synergy.
That's a popular one.
I hate that. Blue sky thing. Take it offline.
But in all seriousness,
circle back
you guys
was one.
Do use
circle
those words
back?
A lot, right?
Do you?
Synergy?
Patrick,
do we use synergy?
Synergy.
Gang, no? Gang.
Don't. We can't not allowed to use that word.
I don't even know what it means.
It's not words.
Patrick. Oh, kill me.
Blue sky thinking got me, though.
How's the hotel room?
Yeah, well, hey, I'll tell you. That was a surprise seeing Panger, right? Panger, Lynn, his wife, right?
I don't know. I mean, Fox Sports 1 is doing it right when you've got Schrager, Onright, Panger, and Lynn.
Yeah, Lynn was
Joby. I mean, we had a crew. We were watching Spurs Heat. I got to be honest, Jay, between us, wasn't really paying attention to the game because I love the company so much.
Yeah, it was fun.
Hey,
it was a good
Shrek,
time.
You know I wasn't there. Dog dead.
Anyway, so back to you.
Yeah.
I got a text. I land in LA, and we were supposed to all get together, and I get a text, and I knew Dan is a flake, but this is actually a real reason. Yeah, but Dan's a flake. There's no chance Dan was hanging out with us that night.
Dan always lives far, far away.
But he also prefaced the whole weekend with, like, yeah, but, like, we're going to be doing Father's Day this day, and I might go to an Angels game, and I might go to Disneyland. Like, he had 100 plans just in case.
No,
he had to.
Right.
But then I landed, and right away, dog dead. And I wrote back, mm-hmm.
No,
sure.
Yeah, the
no,
dog
wait, 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 wait.
It's all
the old
wait,
dog
it's
died.
All lying.
And the kids are a mess. Oh, yeah.
No. Schrager's direct response, his only response to that was, goodbye, sweet prince.
That's what I said. Hey, all dogs go to heaven.
That's it. That's eventually. It.
Goodbye, sweet
goodbye, sweet
goodbye,
prince.
Goodbye, little PK.
It was time. I just
PK and your raspberry.
Why was his name PK?
Character from The Power of One.
What? Mm. I thought it was because.
Great book, Bryce Courtney.
I thought it was because of People Killer.
That's what I like.
No.
That's what he told me.
That's what you told me.
People Killer.
I had two little barrels and a wife.
No. I want to name him PK for People Killer.
I did have Angels tickets. We had to get a bail on the Angels.
Angels in the outfield, my friend.
There it is. All dogs go to heaven. All angels are in the outfield. Can we hear the Grapefruit Woman one more time?
This is really screwed up.
That's PK going to sound in heaven right now.
Bad news.
PK's in heaven. Just
bad news.
Some Dachshund.
PK, we miss you.
We shouldn't be joking about this.
No, PK dead. Oh.
Shreks, we got to wrap it up.
I'm out of here. Love coming on.
This has been a blast.
Awesome. Love
I love
you
that
guys.
You're in studio.
Yeah. Can't believe you didn't think I was going to join you.
Pete Shreks.
You had no plans to hang out with us. It's good. Jay, I love you, brother.
It was a great seeing you,
man.
My friend.
It's cool.
We had a good time.
Thanks, bud.
We had
anyway,
fun
so
out.
On with. Look, I want
great.
I want the rapper Snow on this wall by the next time I come here.
That's a good request, actually.
I want Snow, Informer.
Informer.
Can we do Snow next week? We might even be able to get him on the
get
phone.
Get Snow in
yeah,
here.
We'd have to get him on here to do that.
Yeah, I think we could probably get Snow. Yeah. I say that's
Snow,
a lot.
Snow
is he still alive?
Yeah, Snow's out there somewhere.
She's still alive. Sue
Johansson?
Yeah.
Let's get Snow
84
and
years
Sue
old.
Johansson.
Sue Ellen Mischke? Yeah.
Still got it.
Let's get Snow and
the
Sue
The heir
Johansson.
To the Mars candy bar. All right, I'm out of here.
Why not, eh?
See you, Shreks. Pete Schreger, everybody. One more time. One more time for Pete.
No, Sue Ellen Mischke was heir to the O. Henry, wasn't
O'Henry.
She?
Sorry.
I just know that Pete Schreger is dynamite in that suit.
I'm really upset. I can't believe he didn't think I was going to go.
People killer.
Yeah. That's what you told me. I know it. That is disgusting.
If you get a chance, watch John Oliver's new show on HBO. It's killer. John Oliver's new show on HBO.
We going to call Tiger?
It's unreal. He did a thing on...
Can you call Tiger? What's that? What are you pointing at?
AT&T.
Oh, let's save that because we're really running late. Let's save that. I want to do the other thing.
Oh, we're calling Taggart. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just to confirm, I was joining you guys for dinner until the dog.
Yeah, sure, Tulsi. Yeah,
sure you were. There's no more animals to die.
It's a valid excuse.
All the animals are dead.
What about the goldfish? Do you have those?
No, we left that in Canada.
Oh, you flushed them is what you
No,
did.
We give it to our nephew. Oh.
Really?
Hopefully that thing's still alive.
That thing is dead. That thing is... you want...
Already.
Yeah, let's... What do you want to do this now? Let's do it now. Okay, so, Tulsi.
What?
While we're waiting for Taggart.
Yep.
Katie Nolan. Remember Katie Nolan was on...
rings a bell.
Fox Sports Live last week.
Yep.
Let's listen to the... And she was on Fox Sports Live. Let's listen to the very end of this segment and Dan's reaction to Katie Nolan, who's on this podcast before, being on Fox Sports Live.
That's it for No Filter, guys. I'm Katie Nolan. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at Katie Nolan. Now let's throw it back to Fox Sports Live in Los Angeles.
Katie Nolan. Hey, the LA Kings posted this checklist on social media.
That sounded creepy.
Did it?
Yeah.
So I was just saying, like, Katie Nolan.
Everyone in the control room and on the set thought that sounded creepy.
Okay, let me explain. So I was taught very early on at TSN... You don't thank people when you come back. You don't thank people for doing their jobs. So I never say thank you. I try to just come up with different ways.
Couldn't you,
Katie Nolan?
So that was my way of not saying thank you. Just Katie Nolan.
Katie Nolan.
Yeah, but that sounded
kinda
like you got a boner.
But no, it was like I was at a carnival. Like, Katie Nolan.
Katie Nolan.
Yeah, that didn't sound like that at all.
Okay.
So, what you thought you had a little crush on Katie?
Katie Nolan.
It's my way of getting around thanking her.
Katie Nolan.
That sounds like a monster truck thing.
That sounds scary.
And monster truck.
Katie Nolan.
Like, if Katie came here again and you saw her in the hallway and she said, hi, Dan, and you said,
Katie Nolan.
She would be f***ing creeped out and run.
That was good.
Oh, God. Taggart?
Hey!
Hey! Woo! How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We're really good, buddy. I don't know if you saw, I think someone tweeted us, Glass Tiger playing a casino in Winnipeg in August. So my thoughts are, road trip, you, me, Toolsy.
I think we should do that, possibly.
I agree. I totally think we should do that.
I would really be into that, like, for real.
Me too.
Well,
I'm
our one road trip, our NASCAR road trip, got canceled because we moved to Fox.
That's right. We had planned to do a NASCAR road trip.
It was Vince O'Toole
last year.
Jay Allwright, Jeremy Taggart,
Katie Nolan.
No.
And Jetson too.
And Jetson was in there.
That's
Jetson,
right.
And then I don't know who else, but it was put on hold. Were we going to Talladega?
I think so.
Oh, that
yeah.
We still have to make that happen.
But I'm cool with the little Alan Frew in August.
Alan Frew and the Peg in August, it'll be sweltering hot.
Someone pointed out that song that we played last week was played before every Leafs game of the week or something.
I said that on the podcast.
Okay.
Thanks for listening. Thank you for listening to the conversation.
Jeremy, we've got a lot of comments this week. Essentially, all of them were, Dan, stop talking.
Why? No, really?
No, I always interrupt clips, so I'm going to stop interrupting clips.
But never stop interrupting Katie Nolan.
Jeremy.
Yeah.
How great are the Toronto Blue Jays right now?
They are.
By the way, Dan just asked that question as he was checking his phone.
I was checking the time. Make sure we're on time.
The Blue Jays are like Rance Molinex if he were a porn star and had Viagra.
And he could be, by the way.
Do not mention that man's name. He platooned with my idol, Garth Orange.
He could have been a porn
Ooh,
star.
Ooh, nice. I love Garth Orange.
I've got Garth Orange game used bat in my office here. It's a gem. Everyone.
That's really something.
Everyone gets their hands around that.
It's like getting your hands around a grapefruit with a cock in it.
We gotta get our hands on more balls.
That'll make sense, Jeremy, when you listen to the podcast. It's all. None of this is really making sense because we're drinking Newfoundland Screech while we do the podcast.
Are you really?
Taggart, did you guys ever get screwed? Like, how many times did you guys get screeched in? Because you probably played Newfoundland so much.
Yeah, a few times. I mean, we were screeched in by locals. We've been. I think we got screeched in by Great Big C one time.
Oh, that's cool.
I think we got. Screeched by Screech once.
Screech, who had to, well, he had to make porn to make money.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, that went over well.
Dustin
this
Diamond?
Right, just right. We have a clip from Screech's porn.
Oh, here it is.
That's right. Here it is here.
Katie Nolan.
Wow, that sounds pretty greasy, boys. What is that?
It's my brother Vince sent me a sexual instruction video. There's nothing graphic in it. Like, you wouldn't watch it with your kids, but you could watch.
You wouldn't?
You could watch it with your mom or your dad, I guess.
You'd watch that with your mom?
Probably not.
Why would you watch?
I had to click like three things to get it to play. Like. Confirm you are this age. Confirm you are.
Hey, BlackBerry played it one try.
There it is.
Finally.
Get your BlackBerries and you watch all the smut you want at work.
Suck it up.
What's going on? Your brother sent you a pornographic video?
No, it was not pornographic. It was a sexual instruction video and how this woman was using a grapefruit in her lovemaking skills. And then that was the sound of her, I don't know what.
She was using it as like a tool.
Well, you cut out the middle, and then you put it on the member, and then she was doing the rest with her mouth.
On the top, I think. We're still a little confused about the entire logistics of the sexual position, Dagger.
Have you guys seen it?
I have.
I have not seen it.
I will never unsee it.
Will we put it on the podcast? No.
We will not be putting that on the podcast.
Everyone's like, no, that won't happen.
Now I'm scared to see it, but I don't know if I need to see it because it sounds
kind
of creepy.
No, you have to see it.
I think we all have to see it. In fact, maybe we could have a little viewing party in Winnipeg when we go see Glass Tiger.
Seriously, do you guys have a sponsor yet?
That's a good question.
Why? No.
The answer is no, but apparently it's just around the corner.
Jeremy...
I really think you guys should, like, make this an event that would be, like, some kind of put together by the podcast.
Oh, like a Kickstarter kind of thing.
Yeah, and then it's, like, an actual real happening.
Yeah, like we could do a live podcast in the Peg.
There
that would
you
be
go.
Fun.
Oh, yeah.
That would be a good time. Everybody come up to the Peg.
We're communicating on a level that is probably happy to everybody.
Yes.
Oh, I think everyone would love it. Could we do it at the Palomino nightclub itself? I'm saying
could we
yes.
not do it at the Burton and have Burton there?
Oh, my God. That would be incredible.
Speaking of
Burton Cummings Theater.
Talking on the
I
level.
Think you guys, I think you guys could do the Burton, no sweat.
Yeah, I think we probably could. Burton Cummings
and
Theater.
Salisbury House can cater it.
That's right.
There is a Burton House Cummings Theater?
Yeah.
Oh.
Right? We have Burton as one of the guests.
We get in because we've got a picture with Burton.
It's perfect.
And we will give him an honorarium, $1,000, that he can use as a track.
A lot. He would love that. Would be the only thing that would get him to convince him to do it.
I got to get to a couple things here. First, I got a beef with someone who wrote a comment to us on Twitter saying, because Bill Ryder and Andy Roddick
Before
have a podcast.
Before we get to that, should we let Tagger tell his story?
Yeah. I want to get his thoughts on these two things.
Oh, you want to get his thoughts on
You can go first with these. Sure.
So,
sorry, Tagger.
We're paying your long distance bill, aren't we?
No.
So Ryder and Roddick have a podcast, and someone said, yeah, you should also listen to the Jay and Dan podcast. They're like, ooh, at least this one talks about sports regarding the Ryder and Roddick. So I want to say go f*** yourself to that person.
Wow, you're really angry.
Nice.
Man.
Mike, can you try beep it?
Should I get that one?
Can you try beep it?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
That was a heartfelt.
Yeah, that was bomb. Like, you should have seen his face, Taggart. Like, real anger coming there. Yeah.
I'm just like, instead of bottling up, it's my new motto in life, Taggart, just let it out, and
there
then I'm
is.
Done with it.
There it is.
Screech is helping, too.
Yeah. We also have two rules in life that we came up with. The first five times you meet a person, you each say your name so you don't forget their name.
I actually like that one.
And at a party, you enter, and when you say hi to people, you also say goodbye at the same time so you don't have the guilt of not finding them and not saying goodbye at the end of the party, and then you can leave quicker.
Not bad.
That's good. Those are good. Those are like test tips.
Yeah, very test tips.
Test tips.
We got to bring back test tips.
Those are two test tips.
You need to bring Tesh on. Like, I'm sure you guys could wheel that somehow.
Patrick, Mike, how hard would it be to get Tesh on this show?
Yeah, we could swing
there.
No problem.
Apparently, Duffy's in a restaurant with him right now.
James Duffy is.
Yes.
Duffy's in a restaurant with John Tesh right now?
Yes.
Are they together, or is he just...
Yeah, apparently he's with LL Cool J is there, too.
What is
you
Duffy
gotta, you
doing?
You got to get a hold of Duffy and get Tesh on the podcast somehow.
What? Duffy is hanging out with High Rollers. We just saw Duffy over the weekend. Duffy, Bob McKenzie, Dreger.
Nice.
Bob was in fine form. Bob, we went to a bar with Bob, Dreger, and Duffy, and a few other guys that we know from TSN. Bob played. He managed to find on the jukebox at this bar in Manhattan Beach, California, two straight Tragically Hip songs, which he played, much to his delight, followed by I've Got F***ing Problems by A$AP Rocky and Kendrick Lamar.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's
and he knew all the lyrics to I've Got F***ing Problems.
So the one Canadian in the bar comes up to us, and he's like, hey, guys, how you doing? I'm Canadian. Bob McKenzie, who has like a million followers on Twitter, he's the preeminent voice in hockey in Canada. He's like, hey, hear these songs? I put these on.
Oh, my God. Was that at Poncho's?
It was at, what was it, the Shellback Tavern?
Yeah, the Shellback Manhattan Beach. Yeah, it's a bit of a dive bar, but hey, we had fun.
Well, you know what? This happened to curtail there. Perfectly into the story I was about
Whoa.
To tell.
Oh, nice. Perfect. I love when this works out.
This is when I was living with Sean Avery in Manhattan Beach, a little beach house. And I was experimenting with binge drinking.
experimenting.
To the point where we got a keg, and we were going to have a big party, but then Aves bolted because he was just dating Rachel Hunter at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And he bolted on me to go with her somewhere for the weekend or whatever. He ended up being gone for like 2 weeks. But anyway, we were going to have a big shaker. We got everything sorted, put the keg in the back fountain of the house that we had, and we were ready to get going, and he split, and there's nobody coming. So I decided I'm doing this myself. I'm going to drink this keg alone.
No.
Yes. So I proceeded to drink the keg, you know, doing, I even had like a little chair where I did slight keg stands for fun.
By yourself?
Yeah, like, because I was getting, like, really banged up. I don't know. And it's so cold. You guys remember, if you've ever done a keg stand, how cold the keg comes in there.
Yeah.
And I just kept going back to it, and it basically, it became my nourishment for, I believe it was about a week and a half before I polished the keg off.
You finished the keg?
Yeah, I actually crushed the keg, and I was, I'm not kidding, like, I would get up and go to the keg, like, that's breakfast.
Wow.
I don't even know what, it got to the point where I was just so, like, I would just drink it till I blacked out and then wake up and go back to the keg, and that was kind of like, well, I'm not going to feel any better until I get that keg finished.
Wow.
And at one point, I was so drunk, and I don't know if you know how Manhattan Beach is. It's all very kind of sloped, and I went up the street to this sandwich place that I would, you know, I'd seen it going around at the neighborhood, and I was hammered, and I was like, well, I'm going to get a sandwich. So I went in there, and I was stumbling, and this is, I was so drunk that the guy there thought that I was mentally ill. Like, there was, he felt sorry for me, and he was like telling me to sit down, and I was just trying to order like a, I think it was like a blackened chicken sandwich or something, but I couldn't get through the order. And he's like, oh, it's okay. It's all right. Just sit down right here. And he's like, sits me down, and I'm sitting there, and he brought the chalkboard over, and I pointed at what I wanted.
Oh, my God.
and he makes me the sandwich like I'm his son. Like, he's sitting there, gives it to me, and he's almost like, he almost had tears in his eyes when he gave it to me, right? And I'm like, thanks, barely saying thanks, and then kind of stumbled out, and he was actually crying when I left.
Wow.
And you thought you were
challenged.
Yes.
And he was so upset, the challenges you were experiencing in life.
Because you were probably muttering.
Yeah, and
you're probably just muttering under your breath, I got a keg, finish keg. And he's like, of course you do, son. Of course you do.
He wouldn't accept money or anything.
Whoa. Like, so you got a free sandwich.
You got a free sandwich. Free sandwich.
It's awful because I, you know, that was kind of in the middle of the week or week and a half or whatever it was, and after it came, you know, I came to and the keg was gone, and I was feeling quite sick for a couple of days. But I never went in there to that place just in case I'd see him again and he saw me normal, because he was like very. You know, he opened his emotions to the point where he probably would be very offended to the fact that I might be playing.
No, he'd be very proud of you for finishing that keg. What I've learned from this story is finish a keg, get a free sandwich.
He thought there was something wrong with me. It was pretty intense.
Maybe he would just be happy that you'd turned your life around, maybe.
No, I think he would come at me with a stick. You saw too much. You saw too much of me.
Saw too much, right? I opened myself up to you.
Yeah.
I made you a sandwich. I can't believe you crushed a whole keg by yourself. That's amazing.
A whole keg, yeah.
Oh, man. That'd be too
and
much.
And that's,
beer.
I don't like, wasn't there like, there's a lot of beer in a keg, eh, fella?
I was just going to ask, how much beer is in a keg? Like,
it's like a few 30.
It's several 2.4s, right?
Yeah, it's a bunch of 2.4s. Yeah, man, it's a lot of beers.
It's a lot of beers.
That's why I was like, I don't think this is going to ever happen. But it was, you know what? Even on like the whatever week and a half, it was still cold as ice.
Yeah. Kegs are great. Why don't we all just have them in our houses? Like, just sitting around.
Those Heineken kegs,
Jim,
are they still around?
Jim knows what I'm talking about.
No! Oh, yeah. Heineken ones are nothing compared. Like,
yeah, those are like 5 gallons.
Yeah, the mini kegs. The 5 gallons are good.
But you said the ones sitting around. You could have a Heineken keg in your fridge.
I used to love having those bad boys in the fridge. They were a great idea.
A full gallon of, a full keg of beer is 15 gallons.
So give it to us in
How many beers?
Yeah, how many beers? Better yet. How many?
Like
beers?
How many? 12 ounces?
More
like
than
cans
five.
Of beer?
Less than 500.
Over. Now this is good stuff. This is real good material.
They're right here. This is good podcasting.
165 beers.
Oh, 165. 165. So what? Really?
That's a lot of cocktails, Taggart.
That makes sense because I was probably crushing like 30 a day at least.
Oh,
so just under 724s. Just under 724s.
There. Yeah, that's right. So that makes perfect sense for about a week and a half.
Wow. Oh, Shregs.
And we finish this by don't try that at home.
Yeah.
Don't try drinking to keg
it. Oh, no, do it. I think called you Shregs. Sorry about that.
You need the right soundtrack, like, you know, Tonight's the Night by Neil Young or The Last Waltz.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you're drinking a keg, you're going through a lot of different songs. Like, you're up and down.
Or you could just play Tonight's the Night every single day just to get into that mood.
I certainly did, and I met Willie Nelson. It's just hurting, sad music. We're there doing it.
Now, were you recording? Because here's a couple things I was also thinking about. It's really too bad we didn't have a camera there. Like, that would be a great documentary. Man drinks one keg in one and a half weeks.
And one sandwich.
And eats one free sandwich.
Yes,
one keg, one sandwich, yeah. One man. The Jeremy Taggart story.
I do believe I crushed some beans or whatnot, canned goods at some point, but it was mostly beer.
But you wouldn't have been hungry at all because the beer would have been filling your tummy.
Absolutely. Beans. That's what I'm, I would get drunk so fast.
All I can think of is you on the floor in your underwear eating a can of beans with a big, big pint.
I was like, or the neighbors pounding on my door, like, to turn off the music at 5 in the morning and me not opening the door.
You had Sue Studio on a loop.
It was always the menu screen of The Last Waltz, so it's like this big screaming crowd, like, Neil Young, Man the Man! Coming out of Manhattan Beach, all the divorcee wives pissed off.
Oh, yeah. Sure. You know what? Toolsy just met all of them at his daughter's kindergarten.
No. We talked about it. I signed Ruby O'Toole up to a hippie commune for her kindergarten. So, yeah, it should go well, I think.
That's cool. What the heck is that, a hippie commune?
Yeah, the kids were playing in mud, and they're like, we can let them do what they want.
That is weird.
Maybe. You drive around in a Volkswagen van and do a few buckets?
What?
Jim liked that one.
After living in L.A., how have they not brought back the Volkswagen van? Because the Volkswagen vans are huge here.
Yeah, they are big here. I'd like to get one. I really love that vehicle. I'd like to get
a customized
one.
You can do all kinds of stuff in there, and it's definitely in the creepy, the Stranger Danger vibe.
You sure are cute.
Perfect.
Kid.
I'm going to go buy Dan's commune kindergarten and check out all the teachers.
hey, kid, what's with all this Trivago stuff? What's going on, man?
We can't get rid of him.
Yeah, we just can't. And we can't stop talking about him at the same time. He's just so creepy and
he looks like
disheveled.
He looks like he was roughed up by Navy SEALs out of a hole.
He looks like
just threw him on camera.
He looks like he just crushed a keg in a week and a half and just is about to eat his free sandwich but hasn't eaten it yet.
He looks like he has way too much experience with smelly cars and a lot of quiet and lime and tape, duct tape.
Oh my God.
And he looks like you a little, eh, Dre?
Yeah, you think so?
A little bit.
Yeah, maybe. Well, you know what people keep saying, actually, Jeremy? That he looks like the child that Dan and I would have together.
Oh, those pictures, man. The swap face, man. Never forget. That was the most unbelievable when I saw those faces.
From our minds.
That flop face was a huge hit. If you haven't gone to the Jeremy's Instagram account, you should really check it out. The face off.
Jeremy, we thank you for coming on as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Great times. Talk to you guys. See ya.
See you, buddy. Take care.
All right. Bye.
Guys, I'm looking at the time here. What happened? We had a system coming in.
We started a little late because we were waiting on the Facebook meeting.
Waiting for Zuckerberg's pal over there.
Had a system planned out.
I did. It was going pretty good. We had Jim on the right time.
He was quick.
We had Ben Scrivens on at the right time. And it was really, I think, Schrager who it up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was only here for 10 minutes.
No, Shregs did about 15. Taggart did 19.
There it is.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's what did it. But you know what? That was a fun. That was a fun 15 and a fun 19.
Sure was.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a good time.
That was 19 minutes?
It was, you know, the intention was to do an hour. We just can't seem to quite squeeze it all. Like, you just have so much great material.
Get enough.
Hey, so much good stuff we're giving
you. I didn't interrupt one clip.
No, that's true. You did very well.
Thank
you. Very well. I was very impressed.
Learning. Yeah. I only said the F word once.
Yeah, but another
it was a big one.
Again, the person, when my swear word got through, or you guys call it a curse word or whatever you guys call it, don't forget your roots. Who says that about someone swearing?
Oh, I see things aren't going well in L.A. for you.
Don't forget your roots.
Katie Nolan.
Oh, that's great. Yes.
Oh, well, one note on Scrivens. He had 59 saves against the Sharks on the 29th of January in a 3-0 shutout.
That was the one. That got him the 2-year deal. Ben Scrivens, thank you so much for being on the show. Jeremy Taggart is always fantastic. Peter Schrager, awesome to have him in studio. Engineer Jim, I love the Robert Evans story.
That was very
cool.
Good.
Thank
very
you
well
so
done.
Much. Zach Zollers stepping in this week, did a great job. Thank you, Zach, on the camera. Mike Botticello killed it on the Ellen Page interview. Well done.
Just got back from Hawaii. And I woke up the other day and realized I dreamt that he went to Hawaii for one day and came back.
I could have stayed longer.
We really should have gotten this. Maybe we'll get into that a little bit.
No, but I'm like, what? You flew to Hawaii and came back in the same day? Does anyone do that?
No, but you're dreaming about me, which is.
No, because I saw a $99 flight to Hawaii. That's why it was in my brain. I'm like, what would you get on this flight? And then I realized you have to go and come back in the same day for $99.
Really?
That's what it was in my brain.
Someone should do that. Patrick, thank you.
Thanks for showing up.
Yeah, thanks for showing up. Patrick's upset.
Why?
It's all right. Next week will be good.
Easy, sucker.
Katie Nolan.
Woo!
Katie Nolan. Elvis has just left the building.